So we're able to help build better care models because of that and be more proactive in the care, opposed to being more reactive when somebody does fall or somebody has a UTI and now we're going to do something or they're at the hospital. So I would say that's what we're on the precipice of really being proactive within communities and using the data to do that.
Welcome to season 8 of Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. The BTG Network is powered by sponsors Align, NICMAP, ProCare HR, Sage, Hamilton Captel, ServiceMaster, The Bridge Group Construction, and Salinity, and produced by Salinity Marketing.
Bridge the Gap in 3, 2. Welcome to Bridge the Gap podcast, the senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas. Great day here, Leading Age in Boston. Want to welcome a great guest, Josh Studzinski, Care Predict Chief Growth Officer. I nailed it.
There we go. You got it, man. That was awesome.
It's good to see you. Thanks for coming today. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So obviously, like 2025 for Bridge the Gap, if I could sum it up in like one central theme, it's technology. Every conversation that we have had, over 52 conversations this year, it seems technology is going to be a part of that conversation, and rightfully so. And I think a big part of those conversations are, how does every operator and provider vet and try and then adopt and then track, like, is this actually valuable for us? Everybody's wanting to know what the ROI is. Josh, these are conversations that you have been steeped in for many, many years. People have peppered you with this as probably a challenge that needs to be solved. Walk us through from a provider's perspective and also a solution provider's perspective, sure, how operators can handle conversations like this.
Yeah, no problem. So I think it's tough because there are so many, being here at Leading Edge National, there's just so many choices out there in terms of technology, which makes it difficult, right? You almost go into analysis paralysis of, do we need this technology? Does it overlap with any of the other technology that we have? I think when you look at it foundationally from a provider standpoint, it's, what do we need that aligns over to our strategic goals, opposed to just implementing technology for technology's sake? And I think we see that a little bit with AI, right? Like, everyone hears the buzzwords, hears artificial intelligence, and they're like, we need to get it in our community. We need to start doing it, right? But what does that actually mean? And how does it align to our strategic initiatives? And then when you're looking to implement technology, make sure that you're looking and tracking those metrics that are vital to the success of that, right? Are we looking to reduce our falls? Are we looking to improve the quality of care that we actually have? I think a lot of people talk about it, but they aren't actually implementing and tracking those metrics, whether they're doing a full-scale rollout at the enterprise level or they're looking to roll out a pilot. And, you know, being a Care Predict, you know, we've been around for about 13 years now, seen proven ROI. When we come in and do those pilots, we're going to say, hey, here's the metrics we expect, and here's the timelines that we expect you hit those as well, opposed to kind of people coming in and just saying, hey, let's just get this technology out there, get it into your community so you can start using it and playing with it. But ultimately, we see those kind of fail because they don't set the right foundation and the right metrics up front. So, but it's tough. It's really tough because there is so many pieces to the puzzle in terms of technology and looking at different pieces of technology. Here, there's probably hundreds to go and look at. So how do we actually go and implement that from a pilot standpoint is really individual operator specific to their goals and to the initiatives.
Well, you know, one of the things I heard you say is, not only is there just so many providers out here of services, new innovative technologies, everything's changing so rapidly. So the analysis part of what's right, but I heard you also say that really forming your goals of where you want to go, what do you want to do, what do you want to improve? It seems like that should be something that operators have a full grasp of, but it sounds like maybe that's not always happening from, you know, speaking to the operators. You guys get the opportunity to be under the kimono, so to speak, and really talk to, this is what we're, the problem we're facing, or we've had this challenge, or we've implemented this technology and it hasn't worked. What can providers do better from a strategic standpoint to get that part right before they even select their technology provider?
Yeah, I think it's alignment from the top down. And you don't see that everywhere. You see conversations. It's almost technology and providers, where you see everyone has siloed tech. it's almost an operators, when you're looking at it, almost have siloed conversations and siloed goals, because the director of IT has different initiatives than the CEO, actually. So how do you align that all the way down the community? I think I've seen struggles with that. And that goes both ways as well. So when you actually go and implement that technology, the community and operator should be pushing you, and you should also be pushing that operator to say, hey, here's best practices to go and implement that and make sure that you're aligned from that top bottom.
Sure.
And you don't see that everywhere.
Well, it seems like for the last several years, with the emergence of so much age tech and all the different types of technology, many organizations are implementing. What are you hearing? Is the technology now, do we have enough data to support that we are moving the needle on ROI, on whether it's care and quality metrics to financial bottom line, or is the technology working for the intended purpose?
I think we're starting to get there. I think we're starting to prove the ROI and not just have these numbers that we just throw onto a fancy website. When we look at it, one thing that we've excelled at Care Predict is actually documenting on-demand care and then aligning that over to service plans. I think it's always been a gap. So I've spent my tenure, I was at a company called CareMerge before, and we sold clinical technology. And one of the gaps was always unscheduled ADLs. How do we track things that are outside of the care plan? And that was always something that clinical leaders just didn't have great visibility into. And working at Care Predict, now we're able to see those because of the on-demand assistance that people are able to get. And then we can marry that over to the care plan. So Mrs. Smith might need some extra care because she's been asking for help for escorting and toileting and all of these things that are outside of the plan. And we could go back to that operator and say, hey, you should be looking at this resident and adjusting that, because maybe they need to move into assisted level 2 and actually adjust that plan, which they're already providing the services, right? But you're not getting paid for those services, which is your product as an operator. So we're able to help out with that reduction of falls, reduction in hospitalizations. We're starting to see that across the board. And now we're starting to get in the point of, okay, a lot of people are starting to prove ROI. And then how do you align your teams over to those technologies that you select? Because it's got to be a culture fit, right? Like you're working with us day in and day out as a partner, and those partners need to reciprocate that type of relationship. So at Care Predict, we're starting to see it, and it's real hard dollars that operators are starting to see, which is just fantastic, because then it helps us to accelerate our ability to provide more value back to them.
Well, so what are the best opportunities in the near future that you feel like you guys have nailed a solution for, that if we can just implement that type of technology, that we're really going to make improvements for the elders?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely the care plan alignment, but then it's the predictive health that we've really started to accelerate with. So our technology is real-time location. We're using a wearable, we're using devices to actually get granular on where is somebody in their room? Are they in the family room? Are they in the bathroom? What are they doing at night? Are they getting up and walking? And all that data provides great insights on how that person goes and lives their life. So we're getting a solid baseline. And when they go out of that baseline, we're able to show the community who those people are and what they should be doing to go and help that person. So if they're up at night going to the bathroom a bunch, if they're walking around at night, maybe that person should get a UTI test. We should really go and investigate this. So we're able to help build better care models because of that and be more proactive in the care, opposed to being more reactive when somebody does fall or somebody has a UTI and now we're going to do something or they're at the hospital. So I would say that's what we're on the precipice of really being proactive within communities and using the data to do that, opposed to being reactive.
You know, in the early days of technology, I say early days, it's like I'm starting to age myself, been doing this for 20 years. You know, it seemed like no matter what technology you want to implement, what change you want to make, it typically required someone in a supervisory role, even if it was a floor nurse or someone, to essentially compile or read a report and then go and instruct caregivers on what they should be doing. Do you feel like we're at a place with technology now that the caregivers, the actual frontline workers, are able to make an immediate impact and difference because of the tools and resources in their hand now?
I would say we're getting there. And I think that's where AI is becoming the most powerful in terms of summarization and then making information executable from the frontline staff. I think that's been a disconnect because you need to have that information right in front of them when they're going to provide care over to those older adults within the community. And that just hasn't been there because there's been so much data on the back end. So I think we're getting there in actually providing that information over to the caregivers to provide just exceptional care to the residents. And at Care Predict, so we're looking to do that. One, we have our mobile app, which is providing great information. And two, we actually live on the staff members' lapel. So we're actually tracking them as they go throughout the community, interacting with different residents. So building in voice technology here for them to document and get information, which just makes it more easier opposed to picking something up. So not only are we going to use AI for the summarization, but using voice to actually scribe and provide information and document it, which creates efficiencies and all that good stuff that we're looking to do with the care team, because we know shortages and staff turnover is still a problem. We've been talking about it for 10 years now, right? And that's just doesn't seem like it's going to change anytime soon.
Yeah, well, you know, Lucas and I here at Leading Age, we were talking about, it's really cool because it seems like everybody you come in contact with, whether they're a solution provider, whether they're an operator, provider, everybody's story of what motivates them is pretty interesting, and it's something usually pretty personal. For you guys at Care Predict, what is your team's kind of driving force? What motivates you guys to work so hard to equip these providers with a great solution?
Yeah, I would say two things. One is Satish Mova, our CEO. It's been a personal mission for him. His parents needed care when he couldn't be around, and he was able to create Care Predict to provide information to him when he wasn't able to be there on changes within his own family. I would say at the broader level for Care Predict, it's wanting to help out as many people as we can to provide the best level of care. We are in communities on a daily basis. We're talking to operators on a daily basis. And everybody who joins us has a personal story with either their family or working in a community. And those are the people that we want on our team. Our whole customer success team is made up of all nurses, executive directors, people that have been in the communities, because they can help out the best. Because it's hard when you haven't been in the trenches or haven't been in those communities to do that or been in the industry for a while. So we're looking for people whose personal mission is to really improve the senior living industry.
Lucas, well, it's so good to have great partners to raise the bar for care and quality in our industry.
Yes, that deep level of understanding goes a long way in making this industry so great.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
It's a real treat for our listeners to be able to get some insight. We've got a front row seat here at Leading Age to all the tech providers, and it's great to have partners like you guys that help to further the education and information for our listeners. We'll love to connect them with you in our show notes. And it's awesome spending time with you. Thanks for taking time here at Leading Age. We know you got a busy show.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you for what you guys do. I've been around for over a decade in senior living, and it's just amazing the information you guys have been able to provide, the conversations. So thank you guys. Thank you guys for doing what you do.
We appreciate it,
Josh. And so for those of you that want this content and so much more, you can go to btgvoice.com and we'll see you there. Thanks for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry by connecting with us at btgvoice.com.